This is the moment to enjoy the silence with our sweet Bab Dada while we wait for the dance of the angels to appear. So this is the moment for us to sit in silence and reflect. And so the angels have arrived.
Is done very naturally. Natural also means spontaneous, no strain, no stress. There, the performances are similar to the gentle group formations described as the ras. If you translate ras simply as a dance, you will miss the subtle fragrance of this world. The ras is about a very aesthetic, harmonious, gentle swinging movement done in a semicircular or circular formation. No one need to follow prescribed movements, they are not there. No need to move according to the lines of a song. No plot. Just a harmonious combination of swaying moments, very easygoing, which express the bhavana and happiness of the dancers. You move in the flow. It does not make any external statement. It's simply a reflection of the bhavana, your pure feelings, happy feelings. And such a blissful stage is not enjoyed alone. It's definitely done with many others. The ras is always danced together.
So Didi got up first, and Chandramani, she got hold of Chandramani Dadi's hand and started dancing. Didi caught hold of Chandramani Dadi's hand and started dancing. And you know, Didi used to just be intoxicated when she used to dance. Similarly, there too in the subtle regions, she danced in intoxication. Then she made Mama stand in the middle. And made everyone stand in a circle.
To harmonize sanskars means to bring your complete stage and time close. Bab Dada was seeing that everyone is very beautifully doing the dance of harmonizing sanskars. You were also sitting in the pattern of a ras in a circle. There was a very good fragrance of the happiness of the dance.
The power of the gathering will create the flames of silence. Children said that Baba has to come, and the father of Siddhaji. In the same way, continue to understand one another's situation, nature, and attitude, and say Haji. For by doing so, the power of the gathering will create the flames of silence. Have such a meeting in which everyone has the same nature, sanskar, and the same aim for service. Who will perform such a dance of harmonizing sanskars?
To bring
complete stage and chime it close.
Shanti. So it's so lovely to have Baba's knowledge with us throughout the whole evening and throughout the whole stay in Madhuban. And it looks as if I felt that as if Baba is with us now in the midst and in our company. And so today, to entertain and welcome all of us, we have invited the very, very special dancers all the way from Russia. So the Divine Light Art and Culture Group will be presenting to us some very beautiful performances. And the first one to welcome us, guess what they're going to perform? The Russian performing the Hindi welcome dance, Bharatanatyam, by Sister Ina. So let us put our hands together to welcome Sister Ina.
To all holy swans, double light angels, beloved children of Dilaram, welcome to Madhuban, Baba's home, your home. Swagatam, swagatam, swagatam.
Good.
you very much for the very beautiful Swagatam, Swagatam, Swagatam dance. And next, we're going to have a very beautiful English song. And that song is all about love for God. So now, sit, soak in the love of God. And the song will be rendered by Sister Masha from Russia, St. Petersburg. So let us put our hands together again to welcome Sister Masha.
Harmonizing sanskaras is like a song when each one's heart expresses gratitude to the one who is dearer than life.
Om Shanti.
For all the times you stood by me, for all the joy...
Sorry. Можно опять начать заново? Sorry. Excuse me.
For all the times you stood by me, for all the joy what you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, Baba.
Couldn't speak. You were my eyes when I couldn't Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Marsha, for that very, very beautiful and touching song. Do you feel the love from Baba? He gave you strength. He gave us strength when we were weak. He lifted us up when we are down. So such is the feeling of love for the Father and from Baba to us. And now next will be a very magnificent dance on the Lake of the Ocean by 10 beautiful sisters from Russia.
Failing oceans, you are my ocean. When every breath is like fatal potion, you are my ocean. When life becomes useless locomotion, you are my ocean. When every step has to be with caution, you are my ocean. Among the darkness, among the fear, and when devotion. Thank you for coming, thank you for being. You are my ocean. When everyone seeks for easy living and quick promotion, you give me wind to revive my feelings. You are my ocean. When life becomes full of light and color and bright emotions, I give my heart to you like a flower. You are my ocean. Among the desert, you are the tower. Eternal ocean. You are my left and my source of power. You are my ocean.
Когда тебя ведет не как сестра, но если друга куда не тайна чуда, ищи к нему всегда, иди дорога Юда, равно если другом худо, не уповай на чудо, ищи к нему всегда, иди дорога Юда, брат. Будет разных падений и соблазнов. Не забывай, что эта жизнь не детская игра. Ты прочь, гони соблазны, усвой закон негласный. Иди, мой друг, всегда иди дорогою добра. Ты прочь, гони соблазны, усвой закон негласный. Иди, мой друг, всегда иди дорогою добра. Спроси у жизни строгой, какой идти дорогой, куда по свету белому отправиться с утра. Иди за солнцем следом, хоть этот путь неведом. Иди, мой друг, всегда иди дорогою добра. Иди за солнцем следом, хоть этот путь неведом. Иди, мой друг, всегда иди дорогою добра.
Thank you. Do you know how old are they? I don't know also. I think there is about 6 and 8. One is Eva and one is Sophia. And they are singing on the that choose the path of goodness. Choose the path that leads you to God. And so they are encouraging everyone to do that while they are still young. So very lovely. So we thank all the performances from the Divine Light Art and Culture, St. Petersburg, Russia. Thank you so much. And next, I'd like all of you to imagine that if Bab Dada was here, which we saw in the video that he was here anyway, what would Baba have said to us? What would he feel about us? He would have been so happy. He would be showering us with pearls of love and affection, isn't it? Seeing so many of us here from so far away, near and far. And Baba's words now will be uttered through our seniors. And so for this session, I would like to invite, can we move the chairs? Let me see whether I'm in tune or not. So next session, we are very fortunate to have with us. While waiting for the brothers to put the chairs nearer to the stage in front, I would like to invite our dear respected seniors, Shilu Didi, Mira Didi, and Rashni Didi, to come onto the stage. Yes, yes, thank you. Let us put our hands together while they are coming up onto the stage. Om Shanti. So, dear Shilu Didi, Mira Didi, and Rashni Didi, thank you very much for coming to welcome all of us. And so, to start off the welcome session, I would like to invite Shilu Didi to share your inspirations and blessings for all the double foreigners here today. And especially, as you know, this theme, Revelation through Harmonizing Sanskars. You can share a bit on this theme as well as overall give us blessings and inspirations to all of us. All right, thank you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. a very, very warm welcome to all of you, all those of you who have come from all over the globe to Madhuban to be with Bab Dada, to be with Bab Dada's children, to be in this wonderful holy atmosphere of Madhuban. I know how much you all must have been anticipating that when will we go to Madhuban, when will we go to Madhuban, and at last that day has come. So welcome to all of you on behalf of Bab Dada, the Dadis, all Madhuban Nivasis, all the seniors, and everyone in Gyan Sarovar too, because all were anxiously waiting for all of you. I know that you have come to Madhuban to fill your aprons with not only jewels of knowledge, but also to fill power in yourselves, because Madhuban is an ocean. Like clouds come above the ocean and take water from the ocean and go and burst and go and shower. So you have come to Madhuban to take these jewels of knowledge from the seniors, from Bab Dada, from everyone here, because you can always pick these jewels from anywhere, wherever you go in Madhuban. And then you accumulate them, you become powerful through that, and then go and shower wherever you belong to, wherever you are from. A very lovely theme has been kept for all of you, and all your classes, the interviews will be based on this. It is revelation through harmonizing sanskars. We all want to reveal Baba. We all love Baba, and therefore we wish to reveal Baba. Our love is really based on that. Because we all love Baba, we are also his obedient children. And we say, yes, Baba, we will do what you want us to do. So Baba's only wish for all the children is that children reveal the Father through harmonizing sanskars. Because it is only then, when we harmonize our sanskars, will we be able to reveal Baba. Let the world see that this is such a wonderful family, a family of different cultures, different languages, different sanskars, but they know how to harmonize these sanskars. They are all one, as Baba said the other day in the Murli. Your study is one, your teacher is one, everything is one, your aim and objective is one. And the same Murli goes to everyone, the same Murli is read by everyone, wherever he or she may be in the world on that day. So everything is the same. And as everything is the same, then we should also, all of us, be the same. Baba is our Supreme Father, Supreme Teacher, Supreme Sadguru. Through the Supreme Father, we get so much sustenance. Through the Supreme Teacher, we get such wonderful teachings. And through the Sadguru, we get that strength, that power to purify the soul and thereby fulfill all hopes of Bap Dada. I know that your aim is also the same. So as we have all now gathered here in Madhuban, let us all not only hope, but let us all make a promise that we will reveal Baba through our harmonizing of sanskars. We will be Baba's obedient children, always honest, always faithful, because that is what is Baba's expectation from us. So we will fulfill all hopes and expectations of Baba. And that's why you have come to Madhuban, to not only make this promise, but to also fulfill that promise. So thank you very much. Welcome to all of you once again. And I'm sure when you go back, you will return having fully filled up yourselves with Baba's love and all the jewels and all the strength, and go from here as someone who is a new person, having changed the self. And when you reach back into your countries, let everyone see you as a changed person who has come to the ocean to get that strength from God. And as we just saw the beautiful dances and the songs we heard, it was all about love for Baba. So as Baba loves each one of us, we too have so much love for Baba. Our love and Baba's love, they are not different. So Baba loves us and we love Baba. And therefore, it is easy for us to harmonize our sanskars and in this way reveal the Father. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Shilu Didi. And now, next, I would like to invite Meera Didi to share your inspiration and your blessings for all of us. Thank you.
Om Shanti. All the double light angels who have flown in the Viman of love and have arrived in Madhuban, the land of honey, I would like to extend a warm, hearty welcome. When I saw the theme, Revelation through Harmonizing Sanskaras, the image that came to my mind was Maharas. In Bhagavad, they show Maharas, a special kind of dance that you saw just now. On a full moon day, all the gopis and gopis standing in a circle, and each one experienced Sri Krishna being their companion. Nobody else was looking at another one, but they were completely lost in Krishna's company. And everyone was dancing according to one rhythm. So that is the memorial of the final stage of the Brahmins of the confluence age. So in order to perform such ras, first of all, we need to bring our sanskaras close to each other. Our sanskaras need to match with the sanskaras of Bap Dada. And so first of all, during our stay this time in Madhuban, I would like to suggest that, you know, keep Bap Dada's sanskaras in front of you and match your sanskaras, catch the vibrations to become equal to Baba. And secondly, the easiest way to harmonize the sanskaras is to emerge our original eternal sanskaras. Original sanskaras are sanskaras of the golden age. Eternal sanskaras are sanskaras of the soul world. And that is the same for all of us. There is no difference. So during this time in Madhuban, just keep attention to emerge your eternal sanskaras, your original sanskaras, and live according to that. Automatically, as is my sanskara, so becomes the world. As is our thought, so is our sanskara, so is our world. The other thing came to my mind about harmonizing. That means to have a kind of nature where you can blend yourself with others. So they always say that if one person says something, another person accepts what the other person has said, so it is easy to mix. So I think this is the sign of a jnani soul. There is no discussion, there is no debate, there is no argument, but haji. If all of us can begin to practice this simple lesson, haji to Baba first, naturally we will come close to each other. You know, Baba always talked to us about living like milk and sugar, not like salt and water, which means sweetness is the highlight, cheerfulness is the symbol of a soul who harmonizes one's sanskaras with others. And so I am sure last kalpa, we all have done this exercise. All that we need to do is just immerse that last kalpa's scene in front of us, emerge and live according to that. And Chandramani Dadi used to give us simple lesson. You know, when we are living in a big gathering, naturally there will be varieties of sanskaras. But if each one of us can make this lesson pakka, you know, if there is defeat, due to some reason, I don't need to feel depressed. So if I can accept my defeat, I am the one who is able to harmonize my sanskara. So the Hindi word harmani means harmony. So you accept your defeat, you are not defeated, you are victorious. So I am sure you will receive many, many jewels during your stay here to make this theme a reality, so that when we return to our places, our place becomes really like a model of the golden age. So I would suggest that let each one of us consider Madhuban is a land of blessing, land of transformation, land of tapasya, and make use of every second, every moment, and earn as much income as possible, because there is time to earn, there is time to spend. So you have come to the land of blessings. Accumulate as much as you can so that you are able to keep blessing souls when you reach your own service places. So I know many first timers also have come. So I would like to really congratulate the first timers for having kept the courage and having had patience to wait for so long to be here. So we welcome to our family, and I'm sure you will enjoy your stay in Madhuban. So once again, hearty welcome to each and every one of you, and enjoy your stay in Madhuban, your home. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Meera Didi, for your insights and wisdom on this topic, as well as practical tips on how to harmonize sanskars. And now I would like to invite Rashmi Didi to share a few words on this topic, as well as your blessings for all of us. Thank you.
Om Shanti. All of you heard a lot of jewels. I add only two more. So first is welcome to Baba's home, sweet home, Gyan Sarovar, Madhuban. What I want to share about the topic is like this. Brahma Baba taught Dadis one very beautiful teaching for harmonizing sanskars. When we live with each other, we share our ideas for service or other things. At that time, you are sharing. If others are not accepting, at that time, no need to push your idea, force or argue. That will break harmony. Just let it go, and it will happen. Most important is good relationships for harmony. When we keep this good relationship with each other, relationship of respect, we continue to have harmony with each other. When the right time comes, the ideas which we share with each other, it becomes practical. And this is my experience also. So let us continue to move forward with this aim of creating harmony. Second thing, Madhuban is such a beautiful place for us to accumulate, as you have heard. What I like to suggest, one thing very important, whatever classes we will listen, workshops we will do, we will attend all, but add 2 hours extra yoga during the day. Sit in Baba's room. Experiment with angelic stage, karmatit stage, double light stage. The beautiful vibrations are existing in Madhuban, in Baba's room. So take this chance when you are here to accumulate your yoga vibration, so that when we go back, any challenges come, difficulties come, we are able to face it. So therefore, have a nice time in Madhuban. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Thank you very much to Rashmi Didi and to all our 3 Didis. Let us put together and thank them for all the jewels, the wisdom, the tips, the blessings, and the inspirations. And now, I would like to I'd like to invite the team who is behind all this organizing for your 2 weeks stay in Madhuban, who is working out and designing and planning and organizing the whole program. And here is, you see him every day in the morning, Vijay Bhai from Trinidad. Come in front, yeah, yeah, come in front. Come in front here, please, Brother Vijay. And Sri Ram Bhai all the way from UK. And Shivarin from Trinidad and now Venezuela. Sister Shivarin, Sister Ella. But she's going to leave us very soon on the 10th. Sister Ella from Finland. And one more very important person. In fact, she should be here. Suman Ben. Oh, she's coming. The Madhuban. Of course, no, I thought of course, she is one of the most important person you must meet. Sister Darty. And where are you from? Oh, at the moment she's Gyansarova Nivasis. So if you have anything, inquiries, something you're not clear on your health, on your food, accommodation, go to this angel. Sister Darty, she's the double foreigner support person and the double foreigner support area now under renovation, the conference coordination office. So she's there all the time. But not at night. We have a number in case you need anything. So this is the team you see us often. So that why we introduce is so that if there's anything you're not clear on any issues, whether it's personal or gyan or whatever it is, your travel, they will be able to help you in one way or another. Or if they can't, then they will then guide you to whoever you need to meet. Is it all right? Good. Give them a very big hand.
Sister Celia missed out herself.
I'm here as well. Thank you. And now you have been... one more thing. You can see this box here. We specifically put this box here this time. The reason is that most of the time you give feedback to us. We heard a lot of feedback from the earlier group. But it's a little bit too late. They have left. So if there's anything, specific topics you like, any suggestions on any area regarding the format of the program, please give your suggestions, your comments, and feedback so that if we can, and if it is possible, we would like to implement and help everyone. Is it okay? So this box here is all the time here. And also, of course, I would not like to forget, last but not least, our guitar band is here also. So please, guitar band, can you please see? She's here with us all the way from LA. And she'll be with us for the program. And now, we have been sitting quite a long time. May I invite all of you to stand up, please? And I invite the two angels to come in front. We're just going to do very short, 5 minutes or less. Some interactive session. So, now, yeah. So, first of all, I'd like you to please, all of you stand up. If you can't, it's fine. You can sit. Turn to the person, whether it's left or right, and face the person in front of you. Okay? No language needed, but please look at the person in front of you. Okay? Now, if you have not seen your near and dear brother or sister for so long, after coming to Madhuban, would you give them a very loving, very warm drishti? Can you please exchange a very warm drishti, loving drishti, through the eyes, speak the hearts, the words in your heart, give each other loving, good wishes, and pure feelings. Just for a moment, share this loving greeting with each other. feel the love that the other person in front of you is sharing through his forehead, her eyes, her smile. Give each other a very warm and loving smile. And now, turn to the other person. If it's on your left, now you can turn to the right or at the back. Turn to the person. Again, express your warm and hearty smile and greet each other through your soul conscious feeling, your cold conscious form, and have the thought that the person, the soul in front of you, is the most elevated soul in the whole world. Give this feeling to the person in front of you. That soul is the most elevated, most loving. Show this drishti through your eyes and your forehead and share these beautiful vibrations. Just one more second. And now, gently, you can take your seat. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, dear angels, for the lovely participation. And now may I know who are the first timers in this group? Can you raise your hand? Very good. Can you please stand? All the first timers, all those who have come for the first time to Madhuban, can you please stand? Yes, give them a very, very warm welcome through your hand. And so, dear brothers and sisters who have come for the first time, can you please leave your shoes at where you are sitting and come to the front of the stage? Leave your shoes or slippers and come to the front and face the others, face the audience. Come in a row. Can you please stand in a row? Those who have come the first time to Madhuban. Yes, please carry on giving them a warm welcome with your clap. All the way, can you please stand all the way so that all your faces can be seen by the other brothers and sisters? There's a lot of space there. Come over. So nobody should be hidden. Everybody should, no two rows, if possible, all in one row. There's a lot of space there. Can some of you move over there? So we want everybody to see each other. I think the Russian, they are not. The two small angels is okay. But yeah, please go to the other side. Now, I would like the first timers, please take drishti from all our dear brothers and sisters. Give drishti to them and also take drishti from all our dear brothers and sisters who are sitting here in the hall. So give drishti and take drishti from all of them. Share the powerful vibrations, this beautiful moment in Madhuban. Beautiful. Everyone, just give your beautiful, loving drishti to all these souls who have the courage to come to Madhuban first time this kalpa, a very beautiful moment for them and for all of us as well, as we wish each other well on this journey. And now, may I invite all the first timers to turn and look onto the stage. Please turn and take drishti from our dear respected seniors, as well as take drishti from Bab Dada. Please take drishti from our seniors, as well as Bab Dada. Thank you. Thank you very much. And next, thank you. And next, no, just stay there. Stay there. First timers, I hope you don't mind. And next, as we come to Madhuban, nothing is complete without Toli and blessings. Okay, very good. And so now, I would like to invite the first timers first to come. Get Toli and blessing ready, please. From the blessed side, this side. Toli and blessing and drishti from the seniors. Okay, Mira Didi would give blessing. And then Shilu Didi would give Toli. And Rashni Didi would give drishti. Okay. Okay, the first timers may come first to take Toli, take drishti from Rashni Didi, Toli from Shilu Didi, somebody can help, and then blessing from Mira Didi.